This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Another mystery solved. Less than an hour ago, we finally learned who began funding of that Trump dossier here in Washington. An amazing and maybe not surprising tale. We'll tell you in a minute. But first, the avalanche of propaganda continues here. You can tell when the Democratic Party's PR apparatus believes it has come up with an especially effective talking point, because suddenly you hear the exact same phrase from the lips of every media-savvy congressman and cable news hack on television, including on this show. The latest, you might have noticed, we certainly have, is opposition research. That's what Democrats are now calling the Trump dossier, that collection of lurid, unverified allegations that in some cases appears to have come straight from the Kremlin. Last month, Democrats told us that dossier was evidence of treason. It was grounds for impeachment. Well, now that it turns out that Hillary and the DNC paid for it, the whole thing is being written off as merely opposition research. Totally routine, no big deal. Move along, nothing to see here. Come on, why are you so uptight? We've heard the story 1,000 times. Right, not so fast. In fact, the Trump dossier is far from just opposition research. For almost a year, it has been the linchpin in a remarkable effort to overturn last year's election results. Information in that dossier, which in retrospect looks, frankly, very much like disinformation, flowed from Russia to the Hillary Clinton campaign and the headquarters of the Democratic Party. From there, it somehow made its way throughout the Obama administration to the FBI and various other law enforcement agencies and intel agencies as well. The Obama administration used the dossier's allegations to justify spying efforts against American citizens, including Trump associates. In other words, the entire investigation into Russia and Russia collusion, the one that has stalled our government and changed our foreign policy, all of it grows from the now discredited Trump dossier. It's hardly just a piece of opposition research. It's a history-changing document, and apparently a fraudulent one. So it's no wonder so many people are now lying about it. Maggie Haberman and Ken Vogel, the New York Times, report that Democratic officials repeatedly lied to them for more than a year, claiming they had nothing to do with the dossier. Neither the Hillary Clinton campaign nor the DNC reported their payments to the firm that compiled it, as they were required to do by law. And the lying continues to this moment. According to new reports today, both Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta and ex-DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz just last month told the Senate Intel Committee behind closed doors they had no idea who funded the dossier. They didn't know of any contractual relationship between the organizations they ran and Fusion GPS, the firm that put it together. Right. Not likely, actually. The DNC and the Clinton campaign combined paid more than $9 million to the law firm Perkins Coie for legal services, and it seems likely that Fusion was receiving the lion's share of that. We can't tell you exactly how much they were receiving, because Fusion GPS has resisted congressional subpoenas of its financial records. Still, it seems almost certain to be a massive payoff, multi-millions of dollars. Were Wasserman Schultz and Podesta both so detached from the campaigns they were running in a presidential year that they had no idea where millions of dollars went? That seems absurd.
Of course it does. Well, you know, but if you, Scott, if you have your fingers crossed when they ask you questions like that, it's like you can lie. You know, you can say that kind of stuff. Even when you're an adult, you didn't realize that, you know, just not with kids, you know, adults, especially if you're at some political elite position.
If you do it. I do it, then I'm just, you know, come on.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, that Tucker omitted here was that John McCain, if you remember, turned that dossier over to Barack Obama and said, hey, this is something you ought to check into. I mean, McCain is kind of like, you know, somehow he's obfuscating and dodging some accountability here. You know, all this stuff is slowly coming out, but I don't think it bears well for the establishment types, because this is what they did, and as Tucker points out, it's what's turned our country up on its head right now.
The uproar over the Donald Jr. meeting. Let's go back to that.
Exactly. Well, we've got more. Stay with us, America. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I do want to clear up something in our previous interview with Justin Skizik and Patrick Gray. The movie is going to be released this week. It's November the 2nd. I think somehow I misspoke and said July. What happened? Rolling back the clock, the hands of time here on you. But November the 2nd, and you can go to IllPushYou.com in order to get your tickets. I'll tell you, what a special documentary, all based on the book and their real-life experiences of two best friends. And, touching story. I can't wait to see it myself. So IllPushYou.com, that's where you want to go for all the information that you need to know. Stuart Tompa is with us. He's former consultant to the chief medical officer of the World Health Organization on the link between poor nutrition and criminal behavior. With over 20 years experience in the field of nutritional medicine, Stuart is a certified natural health professional, one of North America's leading authorities on dietary supplements. He is a respected former consultant to the World Health Organization and Integrative Physicians Worldwide. Stuart Tompa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. I'm spectacular. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, please call me Bill Stuart, if you would, please, all right? Because, I appreciate all your hard work and your involvement and everything. But before we get into the main topic, let's look at healthcare today. I mean, here it is. It's unraveling. I think it's a fait accompli. You know, of course, the Democrats are blaming the Republicans. I just think it's all, you know, mishandled from day one anyway, because looking to the government to be the savior of our health care problems takes the responsibility away from us. And it becomes a very costly proposition, as experience would reveal to us time and again.
I couldn't agree more. This is about personal responsibility. Through circumstance rather than virtue, the umbilical cord is being cut. Home remedies, taking care of yourself, keeping yourself healthy will become a primary responsibility for Americans. I'm glad it's finally happening.
Well, and to your point, this is one thing I'm seeing as well, Stuart. Yes, there are some people who are entitlement-minded. They've been conditioned by the government to be their daddy, and these are the ones that are going to find themselves in all kind of problems, especially when you get to end-of-life scenarios. And we've seen this on display time and again, whether it's from Canada or overseas and in England, as we saw recently. You know, just what you want to do is rely on the government for any kind of end of life or the process thereof to solve your problem.
And at the same time, we are being told by the government that we can or cannot have access to certain natural compounds. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where we're going to have to compromise and say, great, if we're on our own, then stop telling us what we can and cannot take.
Exactly.
That's a compromise.
Well, Well, and this is the thing. Again, this is a government up for by we the people. If we don't stand up and hold our position, then we're going to be controlled. And, you know, for those of us who are independent and responsible, it is difficult because we have to drag with us all these people who are entitlement minded and that would much rather turn their lives over to and fates to the government.
And I think that the biggest topic in my area of expertise that brings this to the forefront is this very confusing communication around states' rights and these cannabinoids.
Yes.
People are going to have to grow their own hemp in their backyard just to stay alive, Mr. Sessions. So with more people dying from heroin than handguns, you have a job to do, and do not interfere with non-psychoactive hemp, which appears to be healing people for dirt cheap in wholesale quantity. You're either for states' rights or you're not.
Exactly.
And I don't know what his problem is, but he's got a problem on this issue. Confirmational bias, blind spot, we all have it, but he's got it real bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you've bought into the system and you and you know no different, then what's your conclusion? It's going to be more of the same, right?
Yeah, and it's based on antique hysteria. I mean, when you look for 10,000 years, people have been healing themselves with the cannabis plant. And just because some people prefer whiskey to something totally safe, that's their problem. This is a massive disruption. Everything that we thought we knew is wrong anyway. Just turn on the television, right? So the fact that this is the devil's weed, cannabis, and especially what we're selling, decaffeinated CBD that helps epileptic children where nothing else will, this is a chance for us to look at the evidence and to throw our old ideas away. And as you know, Bill, that's hard for people to do, especially politicians.
Well, we've been conditioned for decades here, you know, Stuart. I know when I was growing up, it was all reefer madness, right? And it was amazing the impact that that movie has had on this culture. And it took the Vietnam War and people going over to Vietnam and being exposed again to cannabinoids and saying it's not the demon weed that we've been told that it was. And so they came back from Vietnam and with this new doctrine, this enlightened doctrine, and then we start looking back into the history of cannabinoids and realize that at the turn of the century it was a part of America.
In 1906, you'd go into a pharmacy, Eli Lilly, Sharp Davis, Park Dome, all the pharmaceutical companies, 8% of all drugs contain cannabinoids. Eli Lilly had a strain called Americana. You can't get more American than that.
Right?
Ditchweed, which was grown during the Second World War. Look up the documentary called Hemp for Victory. The stuff that we're selling is what we use to make rope. My grandpa was in the Navy. He used to say, son, only a dope smokes rope. That stuff doesn't get you high. So you're right. Reefer madness and propaganda did mess us up, but I want to make sure everyone listening is clear. My company, me personally, we're not advocating cannabis for anybody under the age of 30, and the stuff that we're selling doesn't get you high at all. So it's appropriate use. When you said end-of-life care when we started the show, we're going to look at this heroin epidemic, for example, and realize that that medication may only be appropriate for surgery or end of life. We have to find out the right place and the right time. We don't want kids smoking joints, but we do know people that are so stressed out and the anxiolytic Valium is killing them. We know people that are so depressed and the SSRI drugs like Prozac aren't helping. We know people in pain that are hooked on fentanyl and are dying. We need natural, safe alternatives. We've got it here in America. And it's hemp, and it's always been here.
Well, Stuart, I got to tell you, I've had a big problem with this opioid epidemic, which is being put at the threshold of the American taxpayer. And my big question is, where are the pharmaceuticals, the ones who have perpetrated the use of opioid and have promoted this opioid addiction? Where's their money? Are we going to have to wait 10 years down the road until there's some big lawsuit and everybody that lost their life ends up with cents on the dollar as some sort of remedy for what they've thrust upon the American people?
Well, they got that guy yesterday, at least, or the day before.
Yeah. Well, but still, I mean, you know, it's, you know, meanwhile, it is coming out of our treasury, out of our pocket, to offset, you know, what they have perpetrated on us. That I have a big problem with. Stuart Tompkins is with us, former consultant to the chief medical officer of the World Health Organization. We got more from Stuart on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for your convenience.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are, and I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, millions of Americans are now anxiously awaiting Washington's plan for mending our broken health care system and making it more effective and affordable. But Stuart Tom of CV Sciences ask whether Washington politicians are really the right folks to be working on such an important issue. Stuart, as we were talking about earlier, you know, this is really an issue of self-responsibility. And, you know, the way the activists have tried to position, the progressives have tried to position this, is they've turned health care into a right. That is their championing call, because then if it becomes a right, then, you know, we have to pay for it, I guess, and people can still continue to be irresponsible, and we'll just have to pay for them.
Well, thank you for bringing up that central point. Until we agree that it's a right or a privilege, we're going to be locked in the fog of war over this issue. Mm-hmm. And as that is playing out, and we believe here at CV Sciences that's going to take years, personal responsibility, learning the natural products that we can take, and then the regular easy things that we can do. We can all stay hydrated. We can all forgive. We can all turn our televisions off and go to sleep earlier. We can all exercise a little bit more, eat more fish, and eat fewer fried foods. These are easy things that all of us could do, and we don't.
How about breathing?
I mean, that's so basic, and people hold their breath all day long.
Right. And it's no wonder, with all the stress and everything that's taken place, and the fussing and fighting and tribalism that has taken place in our country, this is the prescription that we need. We need to calm down and breathe and really, have some inner peace here so that we can make responsible decisions that are healthful decisions, Stuart.
You're right, because when you're stressed out, all of the blood goes from your brain and your heart to your hands and your feet so that you can run, and you hypermobilize glucose. All of these things throw you out of balance. And that's why I don't think there's any mystery that after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, cannabinoids from hemp, from ditchweed, have finally made their way back onto health food store shelves, because their number one use, when you hear about these CBD hemp extracts, their number one use is stress and anxiety and sleep. And to your point, if we're sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night at best, stressed out of our gourds, no wonder we are all making poor decisions. So perhaps forgiveness, sleep, and a little bit of CBD and some hydration would be a good prescription for America.
Yeah, especially on airplanes, Stuart. I've been there and, on airplanes, and you're in this confined area. People start talking politics, and I'm going, whoa, hey, forget the peanuts. Let's hand out a little cannabinoid here, and we'll calm people down. And,
no, you're 100% right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Now, if you have great mental agility, if you're listening and you say, I don't need that stuff, I deal with stress well, great. Your endocannabinoid system is probably operating well. But people we've all known that can't let it go, that can't turn it off, and can't say I'm sorry, might have dysregulation in their master control system. They might not be capable, physiologically, chemically incapable of admitting that they're wrong. Can you imagine this? So you might need a little bit of help relaxing, sleeping, so you can see things more objectively. And that's what we believe these new hemp extracts may offer. Notice how I say may, Bill?
Right.
Because people that do what I do shouldn't guarantee anything either.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's with anything, any kind of supplement.
Right.
And that's always been my test, and I've been taking supplements, I think, even back in the days when I was in high school. I felt a difference. Like, for example, with a B complex.
Yes, that makes a huge difference.
It made a huge difference for me. And, talk about being stressed. I mean, I came from a big family. I used to work late at night. I played sports, and so I was a bit sleep deprived. And my body screamed and responded to a B complex, and that has served me well even to this day, a number of decades down the road. So you by going through the process and studying, you see what works. And as my 93-year-old mother, said to me very wisely, she goes, "I only put into my body that which makes me feel good. If it doesn't make me feel good, that's the last time it's in my body."
I love hearing that, because that's the evolution of this conversation in nutrition. Ready? Mm-hmm. I don't need a B vitamin because I've got really good vitamin B handling genetically. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. Some people need these cannabinoids, the CBD, for stress and anxiety. Some people don't. Some people need more vitamin D, like David, because mm-hmm. they don't get enough sunshine, and other people don't. So the idea that there's a right answer or a wrong answer, that's wrong. There are answers. And I, as we said at the top of the show, because we can't afford $25,000 a year health care for every single American, the good old-fashioned home remedies are making a comeback. You know, those home remedies worked because they worked. You remember
exactly.
all over the years you had Dr. Ingram on your show with the oil of oregano?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I used to work for him for 10 years. Have you ever used that stuff, the oil of oregano?
Oh, yeah, I've used it.
It works,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
It's a home remedy.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Well, and here it is because of the reality that it works. And this is the thing that cancels out all the lies and the deception
right.
is the bottom line, right?
Yes. And that's what I love about my profession, right? In the healing arts, you mm-hmm. either help or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, since we're all so suspect of everything, something brand new, like these hemp extracts, I think can be confusing to people. So if you're not yet aware of the CBD movement, don't ask me, don't ask Bill, don't even go to a health food store. Go to PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov. That's the NIH's searchable database. Type in CBD, cannabidiol, or hemp extracts and start reading about how these home remedies can help with anxiety, stress, pain, and depression at the perfect time while America's in need.
Again, that website, Stuart? PubMed?
PubMed.gov. PubMed.gov for publishedmedicine.gov.
So what happened, Stuart? I mean, you know, hemp was such a part of our lives. In fact, I think I was reading at one point that even the U.S. Constitution was written originally on hemp paper.
Yes, it was part of the fabric of America, and I think that it's a very simple, easy-to-understand transition of more modern, patentable medicine. There's no conspiracy. It's industry. There was a much better way to make money. Eli Lilly was growing hemp, and then later they ended up putting out a synthetic cannabinoid called Sesamet, which was approved for chemotherapy, nausea, and vomiting. So they were certainly on the natural track before it became more profitable to have the intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fault these people. It was business.
Right. And so here we are for all these years working against. We have an answer, and we lock it away. But, you know, again, this is, as I tell people repeatedly, is the truth ultimately wins out. And this is what we're committed to on this radio show, is we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And so cannabinoids, you know, the lies cannot hold it down enough because, you know, when it's out there, people are realizing this makes a difference. And to the point where now our government cannot hold it back anymore. It's an approvable product now, no longer restricted, right?
Well, it's getting very close. If you look up the New England Journal of Medicine, in May 25th of this year, they published the first major paper on CBD from cannabis, reducing seizures 50% on top of standard of care. If you look up cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants, the U.S. government holds the patent. So to tell me that there's no medical benefit when you can read it yourself online, the government's patent on cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants, to your point, you cannot hold the truth down. This stuff's been around for 10,000 years, and it's back to help you sleep better at night.
How can the government hold a patent on something that's natural?
Well, they knew that it was so powerful you needed to lease it from them if you wanted to pursue drugs on those indications.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So much for we the people, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens. This is how you allow them by being acquiescent. Hey, the government will be happy to keep you blind, boxed, and begging if you allow them to. Stuart Tompkins, I'm Bill Martinez live. Stuart, where can they go for more information?
You can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Follow us on Facebook, but do the science homework on PubMed.gov.
Well, Stuart, we look forward to having you back. Stuart Tomp from CB Sciences. I'm Bill Martinez live.
Thank you.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
It's we the people that make us great, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why we need to stay activated. For a while, we went dormant, and our country's kind of run away with us, and here we now find ourselves mired in untruths and deception. And, you know, this is why we have the America that we have today and why there's chaos and dare I say, even confusion. Dr. Paul Nathanson joins us now. He's an intersexual dialogue academic, and together with Dr. Catherine K. Young, have defined the field of misandry in our culture. And it basically is it's a nice word. It's a rough word, actually, when you look at the definition. It is just a dislike for boys and men, the male gender. They have written several books. First one is Spreading Misandry, the Teaching Contempt for Men in Popular Culture, Legalizing Misandry from Public Shame to Systemic Discrimination Against Men. Just a couple of the books that they have written together. Dr. Paul Nathanson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good to have you on to talk about this growing contempt toward men, and of course, really on display big time with the revelation of Harvey Weinstein. And it's kind of interesting, you know, that it's like this big reveal, like some all of a sudden, you know, people have been stepping over this for many years. I grew up in Southern California. Casting couches were part of vernacular. It all went with it. I was in the media business in Los Angeles. You heard about these things, and you know, and now all of a sudden it's like here's this this big reveal that is coming out, and it's not so much a big reveal as much as it is, finally an agreement that maybe it's time to deal with this.
Well, yes, I agree. I mean, Hollywood was walked by scandals very often of a sexual nature from the beginning, even in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. And in the 1930s, the studios were forced to adopt something called the production code, which limited anything on screen that was lewd or lascivious. But of course, what went on behind the screen, behind the camera, mm-hmm. continued as always. So there, and Hollywood even made movies about this.
Right.
So, yes, it's not a secret. It was never a secret. Now, that by saying that, I'm not saying that it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying that I'm open part of reality, and that some people, including some actresses, have always tried to use that to their advantage.
Mm-hmm. It has been a two-way street. I mean, this is the thing. And this is not to look at the stuff that is shameful. It's shameful. But let's hold this, and maybe we need to have the conversation and get to that point that we can address it in a holistic manner, because there's still much more yet to be discussed, including the whole pedophilia issue. This is now is starting to crack through with admission from Spacek, the actor, that came out over the weekend. And, of course, Corey Feldstein, Feldman has been talking about this for a number of years. His friend, Corey Haim, committed suicide. And Corey says the reason was because of, some abuse when he was a budding actor.
Yes. Now, I think what I want to talk about, however, is not sexual harassment of boys and men in the same way as the sexual harassment of girls and women. Mm. I think that the most important and hidden form of sexual harassment against men doesn't take an overtly sexual form. It takes the form of what we call in one of our books the teaching of contempt for men.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that has incalculable effects. The most obvious examples of it being, for example, on college campuses, mm-hmm. where the textbooks, the faculty, the entire worldview of most college campuses is one in which men are accused routinely of sexual harassment and rape,
mm-hmm.
And the verdict of the court of public opinion, not a court of law, is that men are guilty
until proven innocent. Right,
proven guilty in court. There are kangaroo courts that were set up under the interpretation of Title IX that came in with the Obama administration, which limited due process so that, for example, the accused, usually a man, would not be able to question or even to know who his accuser was, might not have the right to have a lawyer defend him. There were all sorts of biases against them that were built into the interpretation of Title IX. So that's just one example, but there are many examples. And we have four books published and two more that are coming out that document the many ways in which this society now expresses contempt or at best or indifference to boys and men. For example, we have, a violence against women office in Washington. Where is the equivalent for men, even though mm-hmm. men are actually more statistically likely to be the victims of violence than women?
Mm-hmm.
So there are many examples of this, but of course it's very difficult for me and Catherine to talk about this, partly because no one is listening.
Mm-hmm.
People are so preoccupied with the problems of women, and they do have problems. I don't want to deny that.
Right.
But it just excludes even the acknowledgement of this other side. People hear the word sexual harassment, they immediately assume that it's about women. But it's not necessarily about women.
Exactly. Well, that's why I said at the onset that, when will we have time to really address this from a holistic aspect? And this is what you and Catherine are doing. You're bringing to bear the other side and some balance to look at this. But, you know, we look at the contempt of men and the effects that this has had on our culture. How long has this been going on? And why men? Why were men picked on?
Well, that's a huge question, and I don't have 6 hours to answer.
Yeah. Well, I'm not on the couch, but I understand. But I mean, you know, basically, it's just to you know, if you can summarize, you know, how we got here.
Well, I think that first of all, I think that some conflict between men and women is probably as old as the human race.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's always been envy, and there's always been some hostility of both men and women toward each other. But I think the most recent development has been the rise of what we call ideological forms of feminism in the 1980s. Now, an ideological worldview is one that sees the entire world and all of history in terms of a titanic conflict between us and them, okay? Mm-hmm. We are good, they are evil. And so it's within the context of that worldview that ideological feminists, unlike egalitarian feminists who just want equality, came to argue that we live in a patriarchy which was which originated with the desire of men to oppress women. And so they interpret every conceivable phenomenon with that basic premise in mind, even though the premise has no empirical evidence to support it.
Mm-hmm.
So everything has been twisted to fit that paradigm.
And it makes for good publicity and inviting headlines, and of course the media and the culture just eat it up, don't they?
That's right. And frankly, some men have adopted that that theory.
Exactly.
Because some men believe that they will get medals pinned on them by women for supporting women's causes.
Got to go to break right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us, America.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Dr. Paul Nathanson continues. An intersexual dialogue academic, as he describes himself, together with Dr. Catherine K. Young, who have defined the field of misandry in our culture. And, Dr. Paul, as we were talking off the air, you brought up something in terms of the conflict between man and woman, and you were going back to the 1800s, and I wanted to go back further. My instinct and my worldview takes me back into the Garden of Eden with the fall of humanity. And there was a curse upon both parties, the male and the female, but particularly for the woman, when God said to her that, basically it was not his design that the woman would be less than, or that, but basically he put her in a position as part of the curse, that she would, that her husband would lord over her, and she would not be happy about that.
Oh, you want to comment on that?
Yeah. What do you,
As I say, God cursed both Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing that I see in the actual text of Genesis that indicates that one is more guilty or more punished than the other.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm only addressing the point of why we have, I mentioned, this polarization, this deal that man and woman want to come together. They have this longing to come together and complete one another. But it's like we have this polar opposite. It's like they're attracted and then they get close. And then it's like you got this slide that goes on, and both of them are off spinning.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes. It's easily observable in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying that I think we need to begin some kind of dialogue, a real dialogue, not ranting at each other, but a real dialogue.
Exactly.
Which begins with empathy, mm-hmm. and which involves listening to the other, not just ranting.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we had the answer in our own heads, we'd have the Nobel Prize. But, of course, all we can do is propose a method, and it's a very rigorous method, for getting men and women to actually talk to each other in a helpful way.
And this is this intersexual dialogue, academic posture that you're talking about, because in this process, you know, I found myself when I've gotten into this process that you're and unbeknownst to myself, I didn't consider it as intersexual dialogue. It was just, you know, I wanted to reason, you know, with the other person. And I find myself being very sensitive to wounds, because as you're having this conversation, you want to stay connected. And when you hit a sore spot, a wounded area, it is as if that person is experiencing that pain all over again.
Yeah.
And it stops the conversation, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I don't, but, it, you know, it applies on both sides.
Exactly. Right.
you know, I think that women, generally speaking today, don't have the faintest idea of what wounds a man,
mm-hmm.
or how to avoid it, or how to get into a beneficial relationship with men. And I'm not talking just about the personal level of, you know, a married couple, or I'm talking about men and women as communities, basically, or as classes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you mentioned empathy, and if you're not operating from the empathetic, then it's all about you, and there's no way you're going to be able to connect and have a true exchange of truth between the two of you, are you?
Well, how often have you heard about people, politicians, getting up and saying, we've got to have a national conversation about race or
right.
some other problem?
Yeah.
Now, why
ad nauseam.
Work? Because mm-hmm. they have not defined what they mean by conversation. It's not mm-hmm. just a debate. It's not just us versus them. It's not just one side wins, the other loses.
Exactly.
It has to be a real dialogue.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, and as you and Catherine have brought out, this is a process, and it can be painful because, as we touched on just a moment ago, we're going to open up wounds because, you know, sometimes you between scar tissue and infection that's lying dormant within those wounds, it can be pretty messy, can't it?
That's right. That's right. We're in a very bad situation.
Can you tell I've tried to go through this more than once? I'm laughing at myself because I appreciate what you're saying. And you know, I was mentioning earlier to another guest that my father used to always say I was the ultimate optimist. I'm bound and determined that this is part of our journey in humanity, is finding a way to be able to communicate with one another. And as you say, whether it's the public discourse, the civil debate and that, the fussing and everything that's going on, it's like, why can't we be more constructive? You know, I'd much rather our energies be targeted towards something at the end of the day that we say, you know what, Paul, I'm, you know, for the hour that we spent together, I got to tell you, I'm better for that hour. That's my goal.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
From where I sit, things look pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't honestly say that I'm optimistic, at least not. I don't foresee any real change in my lifetime, but who knows?
Well, I think some of it is like the drowning person, like the drowning person. Yeah, exactly. Well, I see it a bit like the drowning person, you know, and right now I look at our society and we're fussing and drowning and we all kind of understand we're drowning, but, you know, even the drowning person at some point realizes they have to quit fighting. And especially if they're going to be saved.
Well, in all the talk about Weinstein and what's going on with other
Spacek and whatever
alpha males like
mm-hmm.
him,
mm-hmm.
The opportunity for saying, wait a minute, let's see if there's a broader context to sexual harassment. What else is going on? I mean, Weinstein harassed and even physically assaulted other men.
Mm-hmm.
He's an abusive person. It's not just women that he attacked.
Yeah, he's a bully.
Now, that's the large... We need to answer that question, because if he is equally abusive to men, and he is, then the question is not why does he assault women, but why does he assault anyone?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about an abusive personality? How does that come about? That's the question we need to ask.
Well, and the fact that he was able to do this for decades. I mean, there was a lot of blind eyes. I mean, we had women coming forth, including Jane Fonda, who was a bit embarrassed to say, you know, it didn't really affect me directly. Maybe I should have said something. I think this is all a teaching point, you know, for all of us to hear what's going on. I'm not saying, hey, you know, let's make Jane Fonda guilty, but let's observe the dynamic that took place here. And if we don't say anything, then it gets much more complicated. And a guy that should have been, his problem should have been addressed a long time ago, you know, he's been catered to because of the power and the position that he had earned. And it's not him, it's other people in power as well. And that's part of the, I guess, the warning label that needs to come, you know, with power, is people understand that, boy, you can really, you know, go over the top and do harm and not be a beneficial agent to yourself, your family, or society, if you go over the top like this.
Well, you know what they say, power corrupts.
Yeah.
And absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right.
That's the underlying thing that we need to focus on. But instead, it's been turned on, what's wrong with men?
Mm, yes. Yeah, because as you say, there's clear empirical evidence that it's equal opportunity. It's not just men.
Well, certainly in his case, it was equal. I mean,
yeah, right. No, but I mean, as far as the victims are concerned, but I'm saying even the other way, that there are women in powerful positions who have exercised their strength, their influence, and their way on people.
Yes, they don't necessarily do it in the same way, but they certainly do engage in intimidation in their own ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what is the takeaway? What do you want people to gain out of this, Dr. Paul?
Well, I guess it is to focus on Weinstein as an example of what happens when people get power and have a personality, an abusive personality, and those two things put together cause problems. I don't think that this is a problem that is strictly confined to men.
Mm-hmm.
Or even to men with power, necessarily. But you have a lot of power, and you have an inner urge to abuse people. That is an explosive combination.
And the thing that was amazing with Harvey Weinstein in his case is that he was a bit insulated from this, even by his own company, that knew he had this problem. And, they went so far to, you know, include it in a clause in his contract, right?
Yes. Everybody... People, they call them enablers. They enable this behavior to take place. Both men and women enabled him for various reasons. And then they use a kind of political hypocrisy to try to excuse themselves. At least Quentin Tarantino, who was a protege of Weinstein, admitted. He said, you know, I knew enough to have done something and I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that at least that is a, at least some kind of honesty and take a bit of courage.
Well, I would only hope that courage would spread throughout, because nobody's perfect in this situation. This is all part of the human race, and given the same conditions, what could we be vulnerable to? Dr. Paul Nathanson, thank you so much.
All but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion-dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.